And that Kufa Med Aleph, and we're at the very bottom of the page, two dots, Kufa Med Aleph, where Avi just left off, the second to last skinny line on Daf Kufa Med Aleph. So, we saw before in the Mishnah, on the very top of Kufa Med Aleph, Hayulo Shnei Avadim Echad Gadol V'Echad Katan. What was the case? He had two Avadim, one was big, one was small. The buyer says, oh, I bought the big one. And the seller says, no, I didn't sell you the big one, I sold you the small one. So who swears?
The seller.
The seller swears, exactly. And we said, why does the seller swear? We already just explained why does the seller swear? Because he is a modav mixas. So says the Gemara, Amay Yishava, Masha Ta'ana Lahodalo, Umasha Hodalo Lotano. No, says the Gemara. That is not a modav mixas. Modav mixas is when you admit to part of what I claim from you. But over here, I'm claiming one thing, you're admitting to something else. I'm saying you owe me 100 apples, you're saying you only owe me 50 oranges. Those are different things. That's not called a moda b'mixas, or 36 oranges. That's not called a moda b'mixas. Over here, I'm telling you, you know, a tiny eved is not half of a hulking eved. It's just a different person, right? So that does not seem like a moda b'mixas. No, usually it's you owe me $100. No, I only owe you $36. So the Gemara is saying that is not at all a modav b'mixas. Va'od heilachu. Ooh, and also this is an example of heilach. What is heilach? Daf. Dalet of an aleph, right? What's heilach? So heilach is normally by modav b'mixas. You tell me I owe you $100, and I say no. I admit that I owe you $36, but not the other $64. I only owe you $36. So that's modav b'mixas. Heilach is, I admit that I owe you $36 here, and I just produce the $36 for you right there. So that might not be modav b'mixas. That's machlokes between who and who? Good. So this is a case of heilach. Why is this a case of heilach? The guy admits that he owes part of the claim, and he's ready to give it right away. Meaning that's heilach. He's prepared right away. So he should be pater from shvus moda b'mixos, like with and on the spot, you're ready to produce it. You're ready to give what you admitted immediately. Meaning it's not like, oh, wait, I have to think. How am I going to gather it together? I have to collect the money. No, it's all here. I got it. You tell me I owe you $100. I say, no, I actually owe you only $1 and here. Right? So that's it. I brought props. Okay. So says the Gemara, va'od. And in addition to that, there's a rule that you're not supposed to take a shvua. You never take a shvua on avadim. So how many kashas on this din that the mocher swears? Three kashas. So what are the three kashas? Let's review again. What are the three kashas? Number one,
it's not really
modav b'mixas because he's admitting something different than he claimed. Number two, it's heilach, which may make it not a modav b'mixas. That's a machlokes Reb Chiya Reb Sheshes. Number three, you're not supposed to take a shvua on avadim, and here he's taking a shvua on avadim. So answers the Gemara, first answer. The Gemara is going to give several answers. Answer number one. Amarav bitoano demei. He didn't ask him for a large eved. He asked him for the value of a large eved. Demei eved gadol. Demei eved katan. Demei sada gadola. Demei sada katana. I didn't ask you for a large eved. If a large eved goes for $100,000, I asked you for $100,000. You didn't admit a small eved. If a small eved goes for $36,000, you admitted $36,000. That is answer number one. Does that answer all three kashas? It answers the mashal de la lotano. Does it help heilach? Why not? If you have all the money on hand, but we assume when it... The reason we assumed it was heilach when there's an eved is because he's right there, so take him. But money takes time to gather. You're admitting to part of it, but not that's just modav mixas. Heilach is different. Heilach is... right, then it would be heilach, but that's not the assumption that you have it in front of you. And it also answers the Einish Bar Nalavadim, because you're not swearing about an eved, you're swearing about the value of an eved. Answer number two. Shmuel Amar... Tanuksus Eved Gadol. Biksus Bitanuksus Eved Gadol. What's he asking? He's not asking for a large Eved. He's asking for clothing that fits a large Eved. The Ksus of an Eved Gadol. Ksus Eved Katan. And he's admitting that he sold him clothing that fits a smaller Eved. Omre Sada Gadola and Omre Sada Katana. He's admitting that he's saying that he purchased the bundles of a large field, and the other one's saying, no, I only sold you the bundles of a small field. So, and that is not That is not about avadim. It is not about karka. It's about value. So says the Gemara, but wait, that doesn't answer all the questions. That answers two of the questions. Which two does it answer? It answers Halach, because he doesn't have the clothing on hand right away. And it answers Einish Varen al Ha'avadim, right? But what doesn't it answer? It doesn't answer the question that what he asked him is not what he's admitting, right? When you ask me for $100 and I admit to 36, those are the same thing. When you ask me for a size 56 husky whatever suit and I admit that I owe you a size 38 slim, those are just two different things. It's not like oh, I'll take two of the 38 slim please because I've gained some weight recently. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not half of it. It's an entirely different thing.
But with the bundles, it's just a number of bundles, so it's more
than that. Right, with the bundles, the chara that would work, but the ksus it would not work.
Value would also work.
Yeah, but it doesn't say. It says ksus according to this answer. So it says more ksus masha ta'ana lahodlo, umasha hodlo lo ta'ana. What he's claiming from him, he's not admitting. What he's admitting, he didn't claim for him. So it says more kada amar papa bidi yalfi hachanami bidi yalfi. You know, it's just like Rav Papa says somewhere else, that we're talking about a roll of fabric, and you cut to the right size. So you're saying, you know, you're supposed to cut me, I don't know if it's a very large person, I don't know, 5 yards of fabric. I don't know, that sounds like a lot. And I admit, no, I was only supposed to give you 1 yard of fabric. So it is... on the same thing, it is mashtana hodla mashtana tano. So Gemara says, no, I still don't like Shmuel's answer. Kasha le Rabbi Hoshaya midi ksus ktani evid ktani. Shmuel, your answer is nice, but it doesn't say the word clothing in the Mishnah. It says evid. So to say that evid means the value of an evid, okay, that's one thing. But to say that evid means clothing, well, it doesn't say that at all. Ella amrab Hoshaya. Third answer. Just stick with the first answer, with Rav's answer. Okay, but Shmuel disagreed. We have to see what he didn't like about Rav's answer. So Ella, that's a good question. I mean, that's what you have to look at, right? Whenever there are multiple answers, why does each one not hold like the other? Okay, but not for right now. Ella Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. So Rabbi Hoshaya says as follows: Kigon Shetaano Eved Biksuso V'Sada BeOmreha. Why does that help? What does it mean first? I'm asking for, not. I don't want a naked Eved, that's gross. I want an Eved with his clothing. I want the Eved with his clothing. And the guy admits, so I thought I bought the big Eved with his clothing. You're telling me you sold me the small Eved with his clothing. One second, whoa. So says Mar Vakati, Ksus, Mashatana Lahodala Mashadala Latano. It still doesn't answer the question, right? Meaning it helps a little bit. Why does it help a little bit? No, let's think about the three questions. Does it help about swearing about an Eved?
No, I think it means you're still swearing about the Eved.
You're still swearing about the Eved, but sometimes you're allowed to swear about an Eved. When? Gilgul Shavua. When you're already swearing anyway, because you have a different Moda B'mitzvah's claim, so it could be Megalgul Shavua about an Eved as well. So that part we'd answer. The Mashata'anu Lo Hodulo Mashodulo Lo Tano, that it doesn't. That. And Halach, Lachar doesn't answer because it's right there also, right? It's still Halach, right? So those questions it didn't answer. So it says more Vakati Ksus Mashatana Lahodalo Umashahodalo Lotano. What he claimed he didn't admit, what he admitted he didn't claim. Samra Papa Bidialfi. No, we're not talking about an Eved wearing the clothing. We're talking about there's a roll of fabric, and the Mocher says, I only sold you a piece that should fit an Evet Katan, and therefore he's being Moda B'Mixas of the claim. And then we're Megalgal Shavua on the Evet. So this is the original context of Rav Papa. Previously we said, oh, remember like Rav Papa said somewhere else, B'Dialfi? So here too. So now this is the place. This is where Rav Papa originally said this idea of the roll of fabric. So this was the third answer. Rav Hoshaya's answer was the third answer.
What about what?
Can't hear you. Yeah, say it okay, but that's not what the kash is on. The kash is on the other case.
Is there a thing about like, English bond, whatever?
No, and bundles are already detached from the ground. So that you could say, there is a thing of Einish Manal Karkaos when it's still on something that's actually Karka. Because that was mentioned in the Mishnah. It's just one of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah. So we have to fit whatever we're going to fit about Eved in the Mishnah, we're going to have to make it parallel to a case of Sada in the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara of Hashayas on Rav Hashayas' answer. Kasha Leila Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, wait, this din Zokikin Asalash Minan? Wait, so Rav Hashay, your whole deal over here is that you're telling me the halacha called Zokikin? What's the halacha called Zokikin? The halacha of Zokikin is that there's a chiyuv. When you have a chiyuv shvua on metaltalin, it's another word for gilgal. We can be megalgal a shvua onto karka as well. If anyway you're taking a swear about metaltalin, we can make you swear about the karka as well. That's your big chiddush, Tanina. I already know that from Maseches Kiddushin. The Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin tells me that if someone says you owe me karka and metaltalin, and anyway you admit to half of each, right? I tell you, you sold me the entire Yankee Stadium and all of the concessions from the last game, right? So let's say I don't know how much do you think they make in concessions in a game? You'll Google it later. Let's say $100,000 of concessions, right? The entire Yankee Stadium and $100,000. That's like the coach standing alone, yeah, for two atoms. And $100,000 from the concessions. And you admit, no. I sold you the infield, not the outfield, just the infield, and only $50,000 of the concessions. So on the concessions, you are a moda b'mikzas, right? On the field, you're also moda b'mikzas, but the problem is the field is karka. You can't swear about karka. Okay, but once I'm swearing anyway about the concessions, so then you can make me swear about the karka as well. So that's the whole halacha that you're trying to tell me. Well, we already know that. The Mishnah already told me that in Kiddushin, that Zokin and Chasim Sheinlen are Chaisis and Chasim Sheishim are Chaisis Shavalein. That when you're swearing on the Chasim Sheinlen are Chaisis, that's a code word for metaltalin. That means movable things, not land. Once you're swearing anyway for not land, we can make you swear for things that our land. So what's the big chiddush according to Rav Hoshea? Says Gemara, that's why we need a fourth answer, a fourth explanation. Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no, the case is what it sounded like. I'm asking for a big eved. You're admitting that you owe me a small eved, right? That's the case. I'm asking for a big eved. You're admitting that you owe me a small eved. Elam Rav Sheshes Hamani Rav Meir Hi Damer Avda Kemetaltalin Dami. Ah, but we're assuming like Rav Meir that an Eved is not Karka, an Eved is Metaltalin, and therefore, one second. Therefore, what's he trying to say before he asks the Kasha on it? Therefore, you can take a Shvua. The only reason you can't take a Shvua on an Eved is because you're not allowed to take a Shvua on Karka. But if you assume like Rav Meir that an Eved doesn't have the status of Karka, an Eved has the status of Metaltalin, so you could take a shvua about the Eved. But we still have the Halach problem. We still have the Mashatana Lahodala Mashadalotana. It only answers one of the questions, right? Says Maravakati, Mashatana Lahodalo, Mashadalotana. Why does the Mara keep going to that question as opposed to the Halach question? Meaning whenever we're able to ask both, we always ask that one. Halach is Machlokas. This is obvious. This everyone agrees. So says Mara, Savar like Rav Gamliel. Maybe we're assuming like Rav Gamliel. Not everyone agrees about Mashatana Lahodala Mashadala Latanu. Rav Gamliel holds the Tanan Mishnah Masecha Shavuos Ta'ano Chitim. I say you owe me 100 bundles of wheat. Hodalo Sa'orim. You admit that you owe me 50 bundles of what's Sa'orim? Barley. Chitim is wheat, Sa'orim is barley. Which one is better, by the way? Wheat. Wheat is human food. Barley is generally considered to be animal food. So, Tanu Chitim Hodlo Sa'orim Pater. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev. So, Tanakama says you don't have to take a Shavuah. Why don't you have to take a Shavuah? Isn't it a mode of mitzvahs? No, because you were admitting something different than the guy claimed. But Rabbi Gamliel says that you do have to take a shvur. Why? Because apparently Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of this problem. Mashatana lo hodlo, mashahodlo lo tano. So says Gemara, okay, but still this answer is problematic because Akati Heilachu, it's still a case of Heilach because you have the small eved, you're ready to give him the small eved. Amarava avda de kata liyade sada shechafar babar shichnamaros. Whoa, what's the case? The small eved that you admit, the mocher cut off his hand. So when you're moda to that you owe that eved, it's not Heilach. Why? Because he's not worth what he used to be worth. There's a very important fact to know about avadim, is they're worth more money when they have two hands than they are when they have one hand, because they could do more work. Jim Abbott was a decent pitcher as a batter. Actually, he wasn't a bad batter.
That his hands got cut off, like he was in like a
I think he was born that way, Jim Abbott.
Not Jim Abbott, like the Raleigh thing.
I don't know if his hand got cut off. Okay, Bikis, yes. So the case, so it's not Heilach. Why is it not Heilach? Because I'm not really prepared to just give you what you're asking for, because I don't even have what you're asking for. I mean, what I'm admitting to. I don't even have what I'm admitting to. I'm admitting that I owe you a two-handed Eved, but I got angry at him last night, so I cut off his hand. So now I only have a one-handed Eved. So I can't. So and it's a sada shechaver b'bor shichnamaros. The field that I'm admitting to owing you, my favorite team lost. So I went out into the field and threw an absolute fit and started digging things and destroying things and throwing grenades and I don't know, just destroying the entire place. So now I don't have. It's not a halach case. So the Gemara goes back a little bit and says, well, wait a second. Wait, you said before that Rav Meir holds that an Eved has a din of metaltalin, meaning part of this answer was a suggestion that Rav Meir holds an Eved does not have a din of karka, an Eved has a din of metaltalin. So says Gemara, we heard the opposite from Rav Meir, Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama that says as follows, Gozal behema vihiskina. Let's say I steal an animal, and you know what happened? It got old, because that's what happens when you keep things for a while. Avadim, where I stole some avadim, vihizkinu. And you know what happened? They got old, because that's what happens when time passes. It beats the alternative. Mishalim kishas hagzela. So what do you, I stole a 20-year-old Eved. This guy was in shape, he was strong, he was a great worker. I kept him for 70 years. And now you say, now you found me, you finally found the Eved. You're walking down the street, you see me with the Eved, you're like, oh my God, that's my Eved from 70 years ago. So they say, here, knock him over, right? Here, take him. So is that okay? Can I just give you the Eved? He's not worth what he used to be worth. He's 90 years old now. Mishalim kshas ha-gzela. You got to pay what he was worth at the time of the gzela. Rameir says, be'avadim omer lo harei shel chalafanecha. Rameir says, you could just say, here. Because just like, why? Why does everybody say you could just say here? Because karka ain't an exelus. There's no such thing as making a kinyan, right, as making a kinyan gzela on karka. So an eved Rameir would hold has the same status as karka. So I never really stole it. I was just watching him for a while. But it was never an actual kinyan on the gzela. So you take it right back. What do you see? Rameir holds that an eved has a din of karka. Against what we said before, says hello kasha. That's not a kasha at all, because maybe the Mishnah, the way we just quoted it from Baba Kama, is backwards. Kidemachlef Rab Baravu Avitani Rameir Omer Mishalim Kshas Agzele V'Chom Omer Lo Be'Avadim Harishal Chalafanecha. You just flip the sheetos. Rameir is the one that says that you have to pay what he was worth at the time that you stole it, because Rameir is the one that holds that an Eved has a din of Metaltalin, and it's the Chachamim that say that an Eved has a din of Karka. Says more, but still, Rav Sheshes is still no good. He said that our Mishnah is talking about that you swear about the Eved because we're assuming, like Rav Meir, that an Eved is like Metaltalin, right? So it would therefore have to follow that in the next case of the Mishnah, what was the next case of the Mishnah? One case was an Eved Gadol, Eved Katan. The next case was, Avi, you read it before, Eved Gadol, Eved Katan. The next case was something else, Gadol and Katan. What was it? Asada Gadol, Asada Katan, exactly. So it would have to follow, whatever we say about the Eved should have to follow about the sada. Well, mimai the savor Rabbi Meir makshin and karka le'eved. Ma eved nishbain af karka nishbain. Dilma evedu din nishbain aval karka lo. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds that you only swear for an eved, not for karka. Meaning, why are you working with an assumption that if you're going to swear for an eved, you would also swear for a modav miksasan karka? No, maybe you'd swear for an eved, but not on karka, because an eved may not be like karka, but you know what is like karka? Karka, right? Karka is definitely karka, so you're not gonna swear on that. So answers Gemara, lo salkadaitach ditanya. You can't think that Rav Meir distinguishes between an eved and karka, because we have a brisa that says as follows: Hamachlif para bechamar, if someone exchanges a cow for a donkey, v'yalda, and the cow gave birth, and we don't know, what don't we know? When it gave birth, v'cheina mocher shivcha, so you sell your shivcha, your pregnant shivcha, v'yalda, and what happened? She gave birth, ze omer b'rishusi. The one of them says it gave birth under my ownership. Vizesh Shosik, and the other one doesn't say anything. Zacha, the one who has a tainus bari that it was born in his under his ownership, he wins. Ze omerini deva ze omerini deya. This one says I don't know, and this one says I don't know. Yachloku, you split it. Ze omer b'rishusi vze omer b'rishusi. If they both claim they do know. Right, and they both claim ownership. Yishava amocher shabrushusi yalda. The mocher swears. Lefisha kol hanishbain shabatara nishbain v'lo mishalmin. Why does the mocher swear, not the lokeach? Because in general, whenever you take a shavuot in the Torah, it's to get you out of having to pay. So if the lokeach would swear, he would swear that he's right, and then he would take. That's never a shavuot daraisa. Every time you have a shavuot daraisa, it's to swear so that you don't have to pay.
How can you let them both swear?
We don't. We don't let them both swear. Again, we're saying only the mocher swears. Why only the mocher? Because every time there's a shavua in the Torah, it's to get out of paying. Divrei Meir. V'chamrum enish ban lo al avadim lo al karkos. And the Chum say, no. There's no swearing on avadim and there's no swearing on karkos. But what do you see? Rameir must hold lav mechal de Rameir savar nishbain. Apparently, Rameir holds you do swear both on karka and on avadim. So let's just take a step back over here and chazer over what we basically did. What was the basic kasha of the Gemara that we had four terutim to? So there were three kashas. We started off with three kashas in the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it when you claim a large one and the guy admits to a small one that you what? That you swear. After all, three kashas. Number one, he has that modem mix. He's not admitting to the same thing. Number two, it is Hela. And number three, Einish Vayin Ala Avadim. You're not supposed to swear about Avadim. So the Gemara had four answers. Rav's answer was he was asking for the value. Good. Shmuel's answer was he was asking for the clothing of a large Eved and a small Eved. Then we had Rav Hoshaya's answer was he was at, right, the Eved plus the clothing. And then we had, who was it? The Rav Sheshes answered, we're assuming like Rav Meir that you're allowed to take a Shavua on Avadim, that you can take a Shavua on Avadim, that Avadim have a din of Metaltalin. After that, we said that according to Rav Meir, that you take a Shavua on Metaltalin, at least where we are at this point in the Gemara, which is where we're going to have to stop, that if you assume that you could take a Shavua on Metaltalin, you would also take a Shavua on Karka, because Metaltalin and Karka are the same. Now, tomorrow, when we do the second half of Amud Beis, we're going to try to show that that may not be the case at all. But that's going to be tomorrow's job.